Blog Talk Radio.
Spin it. Let's begin it.
Everybody, welcome to a special Wednesday night edition of Sports with a Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm of course William Ramo. What's up, Mac? What's going on?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. How's it going?
I'll let you know in a few minutes because Mets look like they're about to blow this game. But other than that,
man.
I'm glad to be on this show with you. And, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad to be on with you guys for a special night. Same time, 11 p.m., but on a different night, usually on Saturday nights at 11. But, unfortunately, I won't be able to do it, the show on Saturday. So, you know, I wanted to give you guys a special episode coming up right now. We'll talk Mets, Yankees, the Knicks rumor surrounding Donovan Mitchell, what's going on in the world of sports, and professional wrestling, AEW, WWE, and whatever else is going on in the world of sports. So feel free to give us a call. That number is 563-999-3529. That's 563-999-3529. Feel free to call in, talk about any of these topics or more. We'd love to hear from you. But with that said, before we get into the show, I guess we should lead off the show with talking about the Yankees right now. The Yankees, they have a huge lead, but they've been losing some tough games lately. Right now they're tied 4-4 last time I checked. And what's your thought on the state of the Yankees? They're playing right now.
Man, the Yankees right now they have not been playing good. They have not been playing good since the second half so far. I think since that Gallo trade, like 7-12 or something like that. And, you know, since the All-Star break, they haven't looked like the same team like they did in the first half. I mean, you could also, you know, I guess, blame that on injuries, guys coming back to earth a bit. I don't know, but can't make excuses in baseball. And right now, Yankees can't feel bad about themselves. You know, they have to snap out of this slump. Right now, it's a tie game 4-4 in the top of the ninth. So hopefully they can win this game. But they have not been playing good lately, man. And I just hope that they don't collapse and give up this division lead up to the Rays. Because I remember they were like, what, up like 15 games or some crazy number. Now the lead is down to 9 in the AL East. So I just hope they can turn this thing around and get some guys back and start playing better again, because they have not looked like the same team that we saw in the first half. Not as dominant.
Yeah, man, I'm with you, man. The Yankees, lucky for the Yankees have a huge cushion in their division, but yeah, they've been playing dreadful. I mean,
yeah.
They definitely got to wake up. I mean, I don't think they're going to blow the division completely and lose and be out of the playoffs, but it's definitely not a good look, you know,
right,
with them losing like this.
Yeah.
You know. And, you know, basically today's episode is called Are the Mets and the Yankees going into a tailspin like Baloo? Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. What is this ball? Okay, it's caught. Oh, it's the ball game's over. Oh, my goodness.
This one? Okay, great.
Juan Acuña just missed a game-tying home run.
Oh, man.
And the Mets hold on to the 9-7 victory. My goodness. What a crazy game that was.
They had bases loaded or something?
No, they had somebody on, and you know, with Acuña up at the plate.
Mm.
You know, he almost went deep. They scored two runs in the bottom of the ninth. I mean, it's been a crazy game. I mean, this series the Braves have been dominating the Mets. They lost the Mets lost the first two games of the series. Scherzer, you know, the reason why you signed this guy to that huge contract was for the 30-year, 130. This is the game you want him to pitch. You know, he started with the first two or three innings. There was a rain delay. And, you know, he pitched 6-plus innings. He gave up two runs, and then he left the bases loaded. And then afterwards, they brought in Anavino, who gave up like a three-run home run. So he left it like 6-5. But even more importantly, Brett Beatty made his debut, and in his first at bat on the second pitch, he hit his first career home run. He became the first Met player to homer in his first. You know, in his first at bat, MLB at bat. So congrats to him.
Okay.
Like I was fast forwarding, you know, after Adovino gave up the 3-run home run, which, you know, most of those runs are charged to Scherzer, then, you know, the Mets was able to, they brought in Diaz potentially for a 6-out save, with a very narrow 6-5 lead. You know, he gets out of the inning on 9 pitches. So then the Mets tacked on 3 runs to make it 9-5.
Mm-hmm.
So then the Mets took away Diaz and brought in May, whereas May gave up, you know, 2 runs and had someone else on base, you know, with Acuña to, you know, get that last out. So May got the final 2 outs after he gave out the two-run double, I think it was. I can't remember who it was. Might have been to Grissom. I can't remember. But, yeah, it was just a crazy game.
Wow.
And then Acuna came up, you know, as the tying run, and he flied out. So, oh, yeah, by the way, the tack-on runs to make it, what was it? I think it was 9-7 at the time or so. What's his name? Alonso hit a two-run, I think it was a two-run single, which right now he has, 99 RBI so far for the year. By the way, Marte also homered also. Marte homered, Lindor homered, and then, of course, Beatty homered. Yeah, Marte homered twice. Lindor homered. Lindor and Marte went back-to-back. Marte and Lindor went back-to-back. I think it was in the second inning, if I'm not mistaken. Was that the first or second? Probably was the second. I can't remember. And then, of course, Beatty, I think it was in the third inning. His first at-bat, he hit the home run. And, man, this was just a crazy game. And look, this looked like a game that the Mets was going to blow the lead, man. But,
wow.
And thank God May, held on to the victory. And Buck Showalter, man, if you're going to bring in Diaz in the eight, you got to let him go the distance. I know.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? It's a safe situation anyway. You put him in the sixth inning, you put him in the run. I understand he probably want to save him for tomorrow. You know, he pitched nine innings, but I mean, the Braves, man, Braves like the Yankees, like when the Yankees are right, you just can't, they're like Freddie Cooper and Jason Voorhees. When you got them down, you just gotta take them out. You can't give them a chance to breathe, because if you do, they're going to come back.
Yeah.
So the Mets was this close to blowing a lead, man.
And the Mets right now, they're in that lead in the NL East. It's pretty slim right now, you know?
Yeah.
Started 2.5 before tonight's game, I think, or something like that?
It was 3.5.
Yeah.
And with the win now, it's up to 4.5 now. And now they need DeGrom to even up this series.
Yeah.
So hopefully that will happen tomorrow, because Mets need to even up this series so they can walk out of here the same way they basically entered this series, 5.5 lead. So Mets, I think the Mets are 9-4 against the Braves this year, and this was a much needed win. You know, Mets dominated the season series, but this current series with the Braves were just dominating the Mets. You know, I think they up until tonight they only scored one run in the first two games. So Brett Beatty, he joins Mike Jacobs, Kaz Matsui, Mike Fitzgerald, and Benny Ayala as the five Mets in history to homer in their first at bat. So again, nice. Congrats to Brett Beatty. You know, Mets fans have been begging and pleading for Beatty and the catcher Francisco Alvarez to come up, Vientos, to come up to inject this offense with some young enthusiastic players, man, and they finally brought up Beatty, and we saw what happened.
I love that part, tailspin.
All right, so Max, to answer to tonight's episode, are the Mets and Yankees going to a tailspin like Baloo? And the other question is. Which team is in more disarray right now, the Mets or the Yankees?
Well, right now, I'd say, the Mets have only lost two games in a row to the Braves. I mean, although their lead is pretty slim, so, they got to be careful with that, because the Braves are creeping on them a bit. I mean, Yankees build up such a big lead in the AL East where they don't have to worry so much, but it is concerning now. You know, they haven't been playing well since the All-Star break, and, you know, if they were to collapse, this would be, this would be the worst collapse in team history, possibly in baseball history.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, right now, which team is in more disarray? I say the Yankees at the moment, because, again, they build up such a big lead, and they haven't been playing well, and, you know, they have lost some guys to some injuries. Carpenter, Stanton has been on the injury list, Severino, you know. So, you know, I'd say the Yankees at the moment, you know, they got to get their acts together.
Yeah, I mean, so do you think the Mets and the Yankees are in a tailspin, or?
I think all teams go through slumps. I mean, right now it's just both of these teams, you know, time to go through a slump. I think Yankees are going to eventually snap out of it. And hopefully when this month is done, you know, they can snap out of it again and start playing better. Same for the Mets, you know. So I don't think they'll have a big collapse. Although, again, the Mets, you know, they're playing with fire right now, you know, with that lead in the NL East. But fortunately, we have the expanded playoff now in MLB where they don't have to worry about, you know, not making the playoffs. But I think both teams will make the playoffs for sure, either as division winners or as wild cards.
I would agree with that. Both teams have a strong chance of making, and especially, you know, the Yankees have such a huge lead, even though, you know, they've been playing horribly lately. Their position in the playoffs, you know, shouldn't be in jeopardy. Obviously, when you get into October, you're wondering if, you know, the Yankees will go back to their old ways or is it going to just continue, the offense still going to, you know, be like this. But right now they're in the bottom ninth, and, you know, basically, Yankees can rewrite, you know, the wrong that they've been playing all this time, you know, by winning this game.
Let's hope so.
So we shall see what will happen.
Yeah.
And the same with the Mets. You know, they got this W. Scherzer on the mound. Now they got to hope DeGrom continues being DeGrom, because both men, since they've returned, have been as advertised. You know, Scherzer, he missed 2 months, and when he came back, he's been pretty much great. I mean, this game, he kind of ran out of fuel a bit in the seventh. But for the most part, he's been pretty good. And then DeGrom, he's been great since he's coming back these last couple of starts. You know, he hasn't skipped a beat. So, you know, it's just amazing how, you know, the Mets, you know, on the top of the division. And, you know, they basically, you know, missed DeGrom most of the year. And Scherzer missed 2 months. And, you know, they did all – who would have thought if you would have missed the Grom and Scherzer for a significant amount of time that this team would be in first place. So, you know, you just got to count your blessings and hope that, you know, this year is a magical year for the Mets, as it seems. So we shall see. Shifting gears, Have you heard of the Knicks lately? You know, the rumor is that they reignited the talks with Utah with the potential trade for Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell, yeah, I did hear about that. Yeah, but I still want to know what the specifics of that deal is going to be, you know, which young guy is going to be traded, you know. It better not be quickly and my guy,
Grimes?
Obi. We'll be talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, those guys better not go. I mean, quickly, I wouldn't lose my mind if they traded quickly, but Toppin, I think, has potential.
I think so, too. Grew up a Knicks fan, too. Like,
yeah.
You know, high flyer. Like,
yeah. So,
I mean, that's the guy you got to keep, man. High energy.
Yeah, definitely. I'd be devastated if they traded him, but
yeah, I
mean, they
got to
do what they got to do right now. You know, Mitchell is, you know, one of the best players in the NBA. But I wouldn't do. I don't think I'd give up my whole young core, you know, up for this guy. You know, so
I hear you.
We'll see what the Knicks do.
Yeah, man, I'm agreeing with you, man. I mean, I really want Mitchell here. But you can't give up your whole team for him. You know, obviously you got to give something to get something.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to sacrifice one of these guys that you don't want to give up. Well, some of these guys, not just one of the guys. Because let's be real, for Mitchell, you're going to have to give up. Realistically,
yeah.
You're going to have to give up at least two of these guys and then a boatload of draft picks, you know.
Aaron Judge just missed a walk-off home run.
Oh, he missed it?
Yeah, he just missed it. So right now we're going to go to the 10th inning, extra innings.
And they're going to have the free runner.
Yep. So hopefully the Yankees don't blow it. If they lose this game, they're going to get swept by the Rays at home. And right now, Rays are, again, only 9 games behind them.
Keep us posted.
Definitely.
Well, with Mitchell, you know how my take on it. I'll believe it when I see it. So, we'll see if it does happen. Did you hear the controversy with Russell Westbrook?
No, I didn't. What's this controversy?
Well, apparently he liked something that basically was criticizing, I think, Ginny Buss, because she said that Michael Jordan was the greatest player, and Russell Westbrook took offense to it, saying that, you know, basically, if you want, you know, how are you going to say, you know, Jordan's the best player when you're trying to extend, you're trying to re-sign, LeBron James. So I guess he.
Well, I don't think that's a big deal, man. Like, okay, so she can't state her opinion. I mean, most people think Michael Jordan is the best player ever. I mean, what's the problem?
I used to think so myself.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, I still think so. You know,
he's the greatest player I've ever seen. But you know, just before Russell's passing, you know, I started, you know, thinking, shifting that, you know, maybe he is the best player. I mean, he transcended the game, you know, so not to mention the winning.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, definitely Jordan's, you know, I'm, you know, back and forth with whether Jordan's the best player or not, but
yeah.
He's definitely the best player I've seen, hands down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, I mean, like you said, she should be able to freely voice her opinion.
Yeah. I don't think it's a big deal. I think we are making more out of it than it should be.
For real. In other basketball news, the Liberty won, you know, game one of their playoffs against the defending world champion.
Liberty went to the playoffs?
Yeah.
As they were playing this year?
Yeah, they did. They started winning a couple of games down the stretch.
Wow.
Made it to the playoffs. And they won against the defending world champion Chicago Sky, 98-91. And basically, the Liberty scored the final 13 points in the fourth quarter. And Chicago missed 10 of their 11 shots. And, you know, Sabrina Ionescu, she's the MVP of that team. She scored 22 points, 7 rebounds with 6 assists. And, And Natasha Howard, she scored 22. And the Liberty, they're the seventh seed. And, yeah, they beat the defending world champs. So,
wow.
We'll see what happens, you know. This guy, Kalia Cooper, she scored 21 points. Allie Quigley scored 18. Candace Parker had a double-double with 17 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. Vandersloot had 13 points and 10 assists. But, you know, the Liberty, you know, they pull up that upset. And
wow.
Go Liberty indeed. They're going to play game two of the best of three series. So the Liberty could end this series, sweep this series on Saturday night. They're still in Chicago. So yeah, that's going to be embarrassing if this guy don't, if they get swept.
Yeah, best record in the league. Right.
Defending world champions. Like,
and the defending champions. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully the Liberty can pull it off.
I hope so.
Find out soon enough.
This will give us New Yorkers some type of hype right now because, you know, there hasn't been a lot of hype the last several weeks. Amongst Yankee fans, it hasn't been. But hopefully the Liberty can do good. Hey, let's cheer them on.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, we'll definitely keep you guys posted on that for sure. Let's shift gears to NFL. There's rumors that former Jet great Joe Klecko, he might be one of the finalists that might get inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. So he's one of the, I think there's three finalists right now, so he might be one of those people that finally gets in. So good luck to him.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck.
And,
did the Baseball Hall of Fame happen already? Did the ceremony happen?
Yeah, it happened. What was it? Like 2 weeks ago or so.
Oh, I got to see that again. I missed that.
Yeah, Gail Hodges went in. Minnie Minoso went in. I'm trying to remember who else.
David Ortiz, right?
David Ortiz, correct.
Yep.
Bud
Big
Power.
Mommy.
What did you say?
Big Mommy. I'm joking, Red Sox fan.
Bud Fowler, you know, one of the first ever black players before Jackie Robinson, like in the 1800s. Buck O'Neill, legendary Negro Leagues player and MLB ambassador. He finally got his place in the hall. There was just a lot of great people, you know, who went into the hall, you know. So, you know, congrats to all of them. And the ones I forgot to mention, I think Jim Cott might have went in too. Let me check to see all the people who went in. Yeah, Jim Cott, Bud Fowler, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Gail Hodges, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz. So, again, congrats to all of those gentlemen.
Congrats. So
finally getting into the hall. And, I don't know if you – the Keith Hernandez story. Speaking of Hall of Famers, it took Gail Hodges literally 50 years since his death to get into the Hall of Fame, when this guy was basically the Keith Hernandez of, you know, of baseball, you know, in the 40s and 50s, and it took him forever to go in. And 2 years from now, Keith Hernandez, you know, is going to be eligible again to go into the Hall of Fame. and, you know, as a player. But, you know, to be honest with you, I think it's long overdue that he should go in. I think he should go in twice, actually, you know, as a player and as an color analyst. Speaking of his, him going into the Hall of Fame as a color analyst as well, he's always never ashamed or shy to express his feelings, and you know, as a result, he got himself in a little hot water last week when he basically admitted on live television that he asked the front office of SNY not to put him in Philly games no more because the Phillies just don't play any defense, and it's just a guy who won 11 gold gloves, man. It's just painful for him to watch, you know, the way how the Phillies were playing defense. But to the Phillies' credit, after they fired Joe Girardi, they've been playing a lot better, you know.
They have, yeah.
Every facet of the game, including defense. And, you know, there were people in the Phillies organization who took offense to it, especially the announcers really took offense to it. The manager, Rob Thompson, you know, he took the classy route. You know, he was basically saying that, you know, he respects Keith, you know, he's a good baseball man, but he strongly disagrees with him, you know, that the team has been playing a lot better. And, you know, that's how you do it. Like, you know, he basically said in the classy way that he disagrees with him. He didn't make a big stink about what happened, like a lot of people in Philly was, you know. John Crook, you know, he poked fun of it, you know, because him and Keith are friends, you know, he poked fun of what he, you know. I think he was also talking to Tom McCarthy at, like, right after the, during both of their games, you know. They weren't playing against each other at the time, but they were playing, you know, different teams at that time.
You know, between Gary Cohen and Keith Hernandez, the Mets broadcasters have been savage all year.
Oh, yes.
I could play you clips, you know?
Oh, yeah. They don't hold back.
No, they don't.
And that's why, to be honest with you, I think they're the best broadcasting crew in baseball. Hands down.
They got to watch their back, especially.
Yeah, man. What it announces was like, you know, warning Keith or threatening Keith, you know, don't show up in Citizens Bank Park again. He doesn't want to come. How are you gonna threaten somebody? How are you gonna ban somebody or suggest someone not come if he don't want to come?
Exactly.
Don't make no sense. Like, come on. Like, I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. But and then that series, the Mets won what, 2 out of 3, I think, if I'm not mistaken, this past weekend.
Yeah, for the Phillies.
The Mets put a clobbering on those boys.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets are going to be facing the Yankees very soon. Later this month, maybe next week or so. That's definitely gonna be an interesting series. We'll see what happens with both of the teams. At that time.
Next week, right?
I think it is next week. If I'm not mistaken.
Early next week.
Let's shift gears to, you know, as you were saying, this coming week we're going to be facing, the Mets are going to be, after the Mets face the Phillies this weekend, next week the Mets are going to be facing the Yankees Monday and Tuesday in the Bronx. But yeah, let's shift gears to WWE. What's your thoughts on the state of WWE right now?
I think WWE is headed in the right direction on the Triple H. I like some of the moves so far that has been done since Vince leaving. I like the Bailey faction.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could be a dominant women's faction in WWE. You know, we haven't had a dominant female faction in WWE for a while now, I think. Right? Probably since Paige's group, maybe?
Probably Absolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that team didn't even last long.
Exactly. It was supposed to be like a dominant female group, but it disbanded
mm-hmm.
real quick. So
mm-hmm.
hopefully Bailey's group will have a better chance to lasting longer.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
I think the only dominant female group that I could think of in recent WWE is probably Toxic Attraction from NXT. But other than that, Bailey and her group, Control, I assume their name is, they have a chance to really do something because the women's division, there's not much, especially tag team-wise. Especially after Naomi and Sasha left.
Yeah, I think I'm looking forward to seeing how these girls do.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But I like the way WWE is going now. I think the storylines are becoming more interesting now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of excited to see how this Kevin Owens and Drew McIntyre storyline goes.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That WWE is definitely moving in the right direction because it was really dead.
Mm-hmm.
It was really dead, but yeah, you could see the restrictions with Drew McIntyre saying that we're wrestlers, we're in a wrestling ring, let's just wrestle. That right there, shows you that, and wrestling was a banned word, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how crazy it is.
I know.
But yeah, you can see the wrestlers are free now. Triple H are getting, righting some wrongs, bringing back Dakota Kai, signing Karrion Kross and his wife Scarlett, Dexter Lumis, potentially feuding with AJ Styles. Like, you could see slowly but surely WWE is, going in the right direction. And you got Bobby Fish, who used to be in NXT, Undisputed Era. Now he's with AEW. He literally said that, he would run through a wall, for Triple H.
Damn it.
Chapman
just gave up two runs. Damn it.
Mm.
He was just one out away from getting out of a basically a little jam.
Mm.
Now we've given up three runs. We're down 7-4.
Mm.
And Yankees, this has been the Yankees story this whole second half.
Yeah, man, this is the fall from grace from Chapman, man. This guy used to be a great pitcher.
And he's been pitching well, too, since we've had him in the setup role.
Demotion.
Huh?
That's since the demotion.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know. Dude, right now, our closing situation is in shambles, because Clay Holmes, he was pitching well. Now he's been struggling lately.
Mm-hmm. And I think he's on the IL now.
Yeah, it's like, right now we're not looking good.
So who's their closer now?
We might have to bring Mariano Rivera back from retirement.
Maybe you. Yeah. The thing hasn't been the same since he retired. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, the Yankees are hoping they could come back from this lead. I mean, the game isn't over.
But, Rays are in, Yankees are in jeopardy of getting swept at home by the Rays.
But here's what's going on in WWE. Asuka and Alexa Bliss, they defeated Doudrop and Nikki A.S.H. to advance to the third round of the women's tag team tournament. You also have The Miz and Ciampa defeating Mustafa Ali and Cedric Alexander. What else was there? Drew McIntyre defeated Kevin Owens. You know, Kevin Owens is more aggressive. He's back to the way he used to be, the prize fighter. Veer Mahan, not to be confused with Vince McMahon, defeated some enhancement talent. Bobby Lashley defeating AJ Styles to retain the U.S. title. I think that was the match of the night, to be honest with you. I mean, seeing both of those guys go toe-to-toe, first time in WWE, man, that was cool. Bobby Lashley turned, countering the calf crusher into a hurt lock, and he got him on a horizontal ground hurt lock. It wasn't the usual one, like when he's standing over somebody and just like the master lock. You know what I'm saying? That was a great match. Bobby Lashley defeating AJ Styles. You got Dakota Kai defeating Dana Brooke. Theory defeating Dolph Ziggler. And then, you know, the Judgment Day was just whooping Rey Mysterio. I guess that's basically what was going on in, for the most part, in WWE. And then you shift gears with AEW, and basically on Dynamite, tonight. Here's what happened. You had Bryan Danielson defeating Daniel Garcia in a 2 out of 3 falls match. Gun Club defeating Varsity Blondes. Tony Storm defeating Kaylin King. Kenny Omega and Young Bucks defeat Andrade El Idolo Rush Dragon Lee to advance to the second round of the Trios tournament. And CM Punk and Moxley, they confronted each other again back-to-back weeks to set up their potential match to unify the AEW championship. And trying to think what else happened. So, let's see. Ricky Steamboat was was in AEW tonight. And the Gun Club betrayed Billy Gunn? What in the world? Oh, my goodness. So Stokely Carmichael got the Gun Club to turn on Billy Gunn. And then the Acclaim joined forces with Billy Gunn. So they're cool with Billy Gunn now. Jungle Boy attacked.
This just happened?
Tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, and AEW, definitely the match with John Moxley and CM Punk to unify the AEW title. I mean, that's going to be exciting to see for sure when that match happens. But, let's see.
Yankees have 2-1, no one out, so maybe the Yankees can come back.
All right, let's see. Yeah, let's see if the Yankees will come back. Yeah, Sergio, he won his 9th game. He's 1 win away from 1,000, I think. I mean, 200. Yeah, today he went 6 1/3, 3 hits, 4 earned runs, 3 walks, and 8 strikeouts.
Nice.
Not his best performance, but, you know, he kept us in the game. And, you know, unfortunately, Adovino gave up a 3-run home run, which most of those runs were counted to him when it went 6-5. Yeah, we'll see what happens in the coming weeks. And let me see what's going on with the Yankees, if they're able to hold on to this victory before we head out of here. Is there any storylines, you know, WWE-wise that you're looking forward to?
I guess that Fernando Tatis 88-game suspension, which made big news.
That was
his excuse for that about having ringworm. So he didn't know the drug he was taking, and that banned substance. I mean, ringworm, you could have just went to the pharmacy and got over-the-counter prescription. You didn't have to take a drug that had banned substance in it, you know? So I'm not buying that excuse.
Yeah, I don't think anybody buy his excuse. And not to mention his teammates, I didn't read the comments yet. I didn't hear the comments of what his teammates said. But from what I heard, the teammates were really criticizing him. You know, it really shows that, you know, they really don't like Fernando Tatis. You know, normally when a player on their team, especially a star player on their team, is on it, the players would, you know, condemn the person. You know, say, hey, you know, we don't like what the person did, but you know, that's our teammate. You know, we stand behind them. We'll feel bouncing around. From what I heard, they threw him under the bus. So. It looks like, even though he's getting paid the most and he's the franchise player, it looks like, you know, they don't have no love for him. I mean,
wow.
But again, I didn't hear the actual quotes, but from what I heard, to the grapevine, they threw him under the bus.
Yeah, that's not good. You want your teammates to defend you, but if they're throwing you under the bus, then you know that's. That means there's a problem with you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
For real. No doubt about that, for sure. No doubt about that. And then they got Fernando, Soto.
Uh-oh, Grand Slam. Game over. Oh, Donaldson. Walk-off Grand Slam for the Yankees. Yankees went 8-7.
Well, I wanted to hear a result before we head out. So
maybe this might be the turning point.
You heard it, folks. Breaking news. Yankees just hit a walk-off Grand Slam. Josh Donaldson went deep.
Wow, this is a bad loss for the Rays. Rays were
Grand Slam. They were this close to
sweeping us.
Yep, and they blew it.
Wow.
Figuratively speaking, so the Yankees are going to have, a 10-game lead right back up.
Wow.
So the Yankees get a morale-boosting walk-off grand slam. So
that's good for Donaldson, who's struggled for most of the year.
Shades of Jason Giambi in 2001, or I should say 2002. You know, maybe 20 years later. You know, so we'll see if this will catapult the Yankees.
Let's hope so.
So we'll see what happens with that.
He knew it right away. He just flipped his bat coolly, like, yeah, I got this.
Anything else you'd like to say other than, you know, this win?
No, just check out your local listings for my show, iMac, coming up shortly, and come back and check out Sports River Legend next week.
Yeah, hopefully
only
at its usual time. So you heard the man, check out his show, iMac. Check out my YouTube channel, Sports River Legend TV, and come back next Saturday. Not this Saturday coming up, but next Saturday. We should be back to our regular time and day. Well, we're still in the regular time, but regular day and time. And thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to this episode of Sports River Legend. I'm Wee Ramo. He's Mo Calling Matthew. And I'll see you guys next time. Peace.